Hello, in this video, I'm going to show you a few things you need to know about working with emails in automation. In previous videos, we showed you how to create an automation, and one of the most common steps in them is sending an email. So the first thing you need to know about these emails is that there are two things that you can use. So when you're creating an automation emails, you can use an email from your library that you've previously created, or you can create an email from the spot, and this is what we call the inline email. So this is what it looks when you choose an email from the library. So if you choose action send email, you'll have all the emails that you've created on your library to choose. And you cannot modify it because it's already been created in the library. You'll have to modify it from there, and I'll show you how in a second. But if you want to create an email from on the spot, because this is an email that you'll only use in this automation, you can click here to switch to inline emails, and then you can create it there then and there. However, it's quite useful to have it in the library, because you can reuse it for other automations, you can easily edit it, and you have it all in one spot. So I'll show you how to do that. I'll just cancel here. So here you have a few emails. You can see all the emails that you're using in all of your automations if you go here to marketing and you click on emails for automations. So here are all the emails that you're using for all your automations. And here on the right side, you can see which automations you're using them. And then one of the most useful things about this is that you can see the steps for all of them. So if you're reusing one email in more than one automation, you will be able to see here in one spot all the stats on open, clicks, unsubscribe, replies, and you can even click here and you can see the stats. And also you can edit it, and it will edit for all the automations, all the places where you're using them, as opposed to using inline emails where you'll have to go to each automation and edit each one of them. So if we go back to the automation that we were working on before, which was, I believe, this one. So another thing you need to take into account when we are working with emails is what happens when you duplicate steps with emails. So let's say we have this this step with an email, and you want to duplicate it because you want to send the same email 2 weeks later. You'll have two options here. You'll have duplicate and reuse the email, which means that the exact same email that you have here, you'll reuse it. So if you edit one step, it will also edit it in the other step, or you can duplicate and duplicate email. This is useful if you want to actually edit that email and you don't want it to be the exact same in one or the other. I hope this was clear. I hope you enjoyed it.